The Worlds of S.E. Smith, Volume 1, written by S.E. Smith, narrated by Beth Ann Reed and Jonathan Strait.
Skeeter's Halloween Treat by S.E. Smith, narrated by Jonathan Strait. 1.
Hey, Skeeter, Gracie, wait up,
Hops called out.
Skeeter stopped and turned when she heard their names being called above the buzz of the market. A dark green and yellow head briefly popped into sight above the crowd of pedestrians. Seconds later, the head reappeared. She laughed and waved as the amphibious alien creature jumped again. The frog-like creature bounced from one unwary shoulder, or head, to another until he landed in front of Skeeter and Gracie with a flourish of long arms and a deep bow.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Hey, Hops,
Skeeter greeted with a laugh and a huge hug.
Hi, Hops, Gracie said.
I wasn't sure I was going to catch up with you two. You're moving pretty fast. Where are you going?
Hops asked in a slightly breathless tone.
We are on a mission.
Sorry, Skeeter muttered when she accidentally stepped into the path of a large, scaly Bultian. She jumped to the side to keep from being run over.
Get out the way, the man growled.
What a jerk, Gracie muttered.
Skeeter snorted and clutched her satchel close to her body to keep from knocking into anyone else. Bultian miners are always rude.
I think it is because they are always hungry.
I probably would be the same way if I had to work shoveling ore all day, Skeeter said.
Tabby's like that. If you don't feed her, she gets meaner than a wizzle-tooth-horn toad,
Hops joked, falling into step with them when they turned.
Speaking of Tabby, Skeeter began.
Hey, Gracie. Hi, Skeeter.
Skeeter shook her head. Where there was one tadpole, there would be others. The horntip siblings never went anywhere without each other. Guilt and remorse swept through Skeeter. Hops, Puddles, Tabby, and Sticks were her former first mate's kids. Frogette had died attempting to protect her when a group of ruthless mercenaries boarded her freighter. The men were searching for Gracie's daughter, Violet. Skeeter had unwittingly rescued the little girl from her mercenary kidnappers and had come close to dying during the attack. She would have if not for Crack and the crew of a Zion warship. Skeeter pushed the depressing thoughts away. She and Crack had not only adopted Frogette's four tadpoles, but Violet and Adam as well, unofficially. Who cared that Frogette's kids were grown and that Violet and Adam had parents? Skeeter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?